Page 115. Conversation. Exercises 4A and 4B.
Hi, Kit. Did you have a good weekend?
Hey, Esra. Yeah, I did. Thanks. We had a party to celebrate our 10-year anniversary.
10 years? Nice.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Look, here's a picture of the cake. My husband had this made.
Why does it have a key on it?
Oh, it's a reference to how we met.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. We were at university. I was walking back to my dormitory one day, and I saw a key on the sidewalk. I thought it was my key because I had just gotten a new one and I didn't have a keychain yet, so I had put it in my pocket. But when I got to my door, the key didn't fit, and I realized that mine was in the other pocket.
Oh!
I was going to just turn the key into the office, but they were closed that day, so I put a notice on the board in the dining hall instead.
With your phone number?
That's right. And the next day I got a call. I met up with him to return his key, never knowing that in 2 years we would be getting married.
Oh, what a great story. It's incredible how one small decision can change your life, isn't it?
I know. If I hadn't picked up that key, or if I hadn't gotten around to putting up the notice, I probably never would have met him.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think about that with how I fell into programming.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, I never took programming in secondary school. I mean, I knew some basic stuff, but didn't have any particular interest in computers. And I was planning on getting a history degree.
History? You're kidding!
I know. It doesn't sound like me, right? But my second semester of university, I had a hole in my schedule. The classes I wanted to take were full, and a friend of mine convinced me to sign up for a programming class with her. It fulfilled some general requirement, and I just thought, oh, why not? I will try it.
And apparently you liked it.
By the end of the semester, I had changed my major.
Wow, good thing your friend talked you into it.